Thank you for calling in. This is Joe here.
Hi there. Hi, Joe. I'd like to speak with Gary Fernandez, please. This is the third time I'm calling, and I just received an email from him and not a call back. So I'd like to speak with him, please.
Sure. Let me check. Let me check. All right. Just give me a minute. Hey there, Nat, are you there? This is Joe here again.
Yes, it's me. I'm here.
Hey there. All right. Well, I suppose that your case has been running over here for a refund, I suppose.
Yes, yeah. I'd like to speak with Gary. Like, is there someone at your company that's actually named by that name, or is it just, like,
yes,
all
there's...
fraud
no.
at your company?
Fraud? What do you mean?
Like, is it all fraudulent? Because right now I'm looking to speak with Gary, and I've been calling three times today, and they said that he would call me back, and instead I got an email back from him, which doesn't even, it's just not, like, I need to speak to Gary Fernandez.
Well, Gary is on another meeting. That is the reason.
Yes, I know. He's been on a call all day, but I'd like to speak with him. Why is he responding to my email then if he's on another call?
Because he is responding to emails. All right, but he cannot be on a phone.
Oh, so he's on a call and responding to emails, but not taking my call, right?
How can he take a call when he's on another phone call at the moment?
How is he sending out emails if he's on a call, if he's in a meeting?
Well, people can do multitasking.
I'd like to speak to Gary Fernandez. This is the third time I'm calling today, and he hasn't answered my call.
Well, I can...
I need to speak with him now.
Sure. Well, you have to calm down first. Let me just go ahead and check on him for you. All right, I'm just trying to help you over here.
Right. I'm honestly at my last wit's end with you guys. And I want to speak to Gary Fernandez.
Sure. Well, if you can just give me like 1 minute so I can check up on him for you. Because he's, you know, on the top floor. And I have to go and, you know, have an update. I would appreciate it if you can please, you know, give me a minute.
Yeah.
Thank you for holding. Is this Neda?
Yes.
All right, how can I help you? Neda,
I'm looking for Gary Fernandez. Are
yes.
you Gary Fernandez?
Yes, I am Gary Fernandez.
You're Gary Fernandez?
Yes, I am.
Okay, so then you must know why I'm calling then, right?
Of course, I know that, right? And my associate sent you an email. Did you get that?
Yes, I did get that. However, I've been asking you guys for a description as to when you're going to pay me the full amount of my refund, and you send me an email sending me that you're going to give me $645, which is completely unacceptable. I am not accepting $645. I am accepting the full amount that I fucking requested from you people. Do you understand that? You guys took my money fraudulently, fraudulently. I swear to God, if I don't receive my money back from you, I'm going through appropriate authorities. You guys are a fraudulent company. So when am I receiving my full refund back?
We are here to refund your amount, and we are not saying that we cannot refund you the amount. We are here to refund your amount. And that's part of that.
Okay, so you're going to refund the full amount and not this $645, which is not you. I want, you guys stole my money. You stole it. Under false pretenses that I needed to pay that in order for you guys to give me what you promised. And that was never delivered. That was never delivered. And at this point, I'm so fed up with you people. I'm so fed up with your company. I swear to God, I'm going to go on a rampage of destroying your company if I don't receive my full refund back today. Do you understand that? I'm not settling for $645. I want my whole funds back. You guys have to send me all of my money back. Otherwise, I'm escalating this. I'm escalating this. And I'm going on a rampage against your company. This is unfair what you've done. I've been with your company since January of this year. You have wasted my time, my money, my resources, my business dealings, everything. You guys have wasted on that because you're a fraudulent company. I want my refund back today, now, in full. What don't you understand?
Okay, Anita, please stay calm and be relaxed. So, can I speak? So
I cannot relax, Gary, if that's your name. I cannot relax. I've been relaxed for the last year of my life with you guys. I'm so fed up with you, so fed up. Like, I've reached the point I've never dealt with anything like this. You guys are... I want nothing to do with you. I want my money back. That's it. I want my money back. So tell me when I can receive my full money back. I want it today. Are you pressing send? I want my money now.
Okay. So the point is, at this moment, we are refunding the amount, right?
Yes, I want all of it. I don't want 645. I do not want 645 when you guys stole my money. My money was fraudulently obtained by you guys.
If you not allow me to speak, so how I can tell you? Please allow me.
I just want you to say we are refunding. I'll tell you exactly the number that you need to refund to me now. You need to refund $190.61 Canadian and $511.09 Canadian, okay? So together, whatever that amount is, I want you to, the only thing I will let you speak is to say that, yes, we're refunding that amount to you now. That is all I want to hear.
Actually, this time you are deciding what I need to say. Are you deciding this of what I have to say to you?
Because you guys have been so ridiculous this whole time. I'm not accepting anything less than that amount.
We are not denying you. We are not denying you to refund you the amount. But the point is, we are, at this moment, after this, all the conversation, after your frustration level and each and everything, we investigate all the things and items with my team and each and everything. Instead of the 645, right, you not agree with that, right? That's fine, no issue.
No, I do not agree with that, no.
Yes, yes. Okay. You paid to us for the hosting server, which is 800 something. I think $830 or $850, I guess. I don't know the exact amount right now. But you paid $800 something for the hosting. I will go ahead and refund that amount. But for the website design and development, you are not eligible for that. I am straight with you because I don't want to false commitment with you at this time. I'm refunding you the hosting server amount, that in total full amount, the hosting server full amount, 800 something. I'm going to refund you right away. The website design and development from our side, which is the design and development, deliver the client website to the client. As far as concerned, you are saying that we haven't delivered the website. So why we haven't delivered the website? Because it's the reason. Because we launched the website and there is a one thing left, which is MLS search bar, which is not there. If the MLS search bar is there, you will not.
Why isn't it there?
Hang on. What I'm saying to you, if LMS search bar would be there, definitely you will not come back to us and ask for the refund or anything. That's the
absolutely.
Reason.
Absolutely. But
right.
It's not there. And at this point, you guys said you couldn't put it in. You wanted me to pay more money.
No. Please listen to me. I'm saying we are not asking you for the more money, and we are not saying that we cannot.
You guys asked me for that, though. You said that you weren't able to fulfill the MLS search bar and that I needed to go and pay some third company
on your behalf, right?
And
that time, yeah, let me clear that thing as well. Actually, my associate sent you an email for that, but due to that email, you understood that email. We show you the MLS or ideas that this ideas will work for you or not. We never say that in the email that you need to pay for the MLS. Or for the ideas, we never ever mentioned that. I can
correct.
Open the
email okay, so
yes,
you told okay.
Gave,
so your assistant,
we gave my assistant, my associate gave you the option. Like your MLS is not providing the search bar, but I have an option like ideas, showcase ideas, something like that. He shared.
Correct. Right. So why wasn't? But hold on. Why wasn't like we spent months creating this website? Why? Was it not mentioned at any point that you guys were not able to fulfill that search bar, that you guys weren't able to get it, and that I needed to give me options for a third party to get that search bar? Do you understand? You've given me a website which is incomplete, and you're basically saying, well, that's what we're giving you. And I'm saying it's not complete, though. The website is completely fucking useless to me. Like, this is why
right.
I'm so upset. You gave me a product back that is useless.
I can't use that.
And the only reason that you're saying is, we'll give you these other options as to how you can pay to make it useful for you.
No, that's not a thing.
Guys said you were going to deliver it from start to finish, and you haven't done that.
No, I'm not saying that And I totally agree with you, like, about the, what the thing you needed, like the search bar, MLS search bar is not there. That's what you are saying. It's not finished, right? I'm totally agree with you. If I place myself at you in your shoe, definitely I will say the same thing. But at this moment, from our side, my team actually put the 100% effort and talked to your MLS support department as well. But unfortunately, your MLS support department or the IT department of your MLS company doesn't provide search bar option. So you need to understand this one. That's why after we put our 100% effort to get a search bar from your own MLS, and then when we got the option, when we got the answer from your MLS search bar, MLS support department, that they don't provide anything. So that,
okay, so can I ask you a question?
After that, right, we decided to give you the option, like this is another option. If
okay, let me, can I ask you a question?
Because let me complete what I'm trying to say.
I know what you're trying to say.
Why we give you the third party option? Because sometime it happens, you are associated with some real estate company, right? Definitely you are working with them. So they allow this company to link with your MLS, the showcase IDX. That's why we sent you that. And my associate mentioned in that email, you need to contact with your MLS and ask them, we are allowing or we are associated with this company or we can use this MLS or IDX. If they allow that, then we can go ahead and use that. And we never ever mentioned this thing. You need to pay for the showcase amount and for the other thing. We never asked you. We will bear that for you. I'm not saying that. I mean, we never said to you this thing. So you need to pay extra amount. Whatever you have paid so far, that's it. Because you paid to us and you paid for the service, like a hosting server. And hosting server is used for move the site from the demo to the live version. We already did that, right? Whatever you paid for is already being used. You have to understand this point, right? So, but the MLS search bar is not there. I totally agree with you, right?
Okay, can I ask my question now?
Sure.
I've listened to you. Can I ask my question? Okay,
sure,
my question is that, from the beginning, you guys knew what I was asking for. You knew that I was looking for an MLS search bar. You knew all of this, right? You knew I'm located in Toronto. You even said, when I spoke to the sales guy, that he said that we actually have an arm in Toronto. So I figured that you guys knew exactly what I needed. And at no point throughout, so why, if you're saying correctly, right, like that it's sort of that Toronto MLS system, you know, TREB, the board that I'm established with, is not allowing you guys as your company access to that, then why wasn't this information presented previously? Why wasn't that stated previously? So that I could be aware that it's going to come to a point where you're not going to be able to finish the MLS website because of something on my end. Why wasn't I aware of this until after you took all the money from me? This is what I'm most upset about. Why wasn't this brought up if you knew what you guys were doing? Why wasn't this brought up previously?
Here's the thing.
Why?
Yes, I understand. I heard your question. Let me give you the answer. This question you raised, I totally agree with you, and you're at the right place to raise this question. But the answer is, like, out of 100, the 99% MLS provider provide all the short code, which is HTML coding code, iframe, to upload on the website, and search bar option will be appear automatically. And sometime what happened, they provide the short code, and that code is associated with the live domain, which is your live domain name, like xyz.com, whatever your live domain is. So whenever we launch the website, we move the site from the demo link to your live domain name, xyz.com. So then it will be appear automatically. And we did this thing as well. That's why my associate mentioned to you, like, we need to move the site on the live server, and due to that, we need the hosting. And this is the hosting charges that we charge from you. That's why we charge you. We never charge you for any extra money. We charge you for, which is a mandatory thing for your website, right? So that's why. But after that, we didn't get the search bar option right there after launching the site. So we asked you to provide me the support department number, and I will ask them, They are saying,
yeah, and you did,
never,
right?
Ever,
like they, your team
and
did.
They never, and they mentioned to me, they never ever provide search bar option to anybody, even not my company. It's not related my company. It's related everybody. Whoever, even it's not
no,
related
that's,
my
that's
company.
Not accurate. I had another company build my website, and they were able to somehow get that search bar criteria, and I paid them a one-time fee for that website, right? Like, that's the problem with, I don't believe what you're saying, is because I didn't encounter this before, and that's why I had such a frustrating time with your company, because I have experience with other website developers, and I've never experienced this before. Literally, your guys told me that all they need is to host it live, and that'll give them access to the MLS. Why was I lied to? Why was I lied to? If you guys knew...
I'm not saying you lied.
That sounds like a lie. That was a lie from your end, from your company's end, to try to get me to pay more money. That's the way that I see it. And then now I'm trying to fight with you guys for my money back, right? Like, this is why, and it's been a year. Gary, it's been a year. Do you know what a year means in real estate? Like, I've lost, like, this was not my idea at all. Like, I literally lost business earnings because of you guys. And I'm still fighting with you. Like, this is why I'm so upset right now with your company. I can't even make, like, I cannot deal with you guys anymore. I really can't. I just want my money back. I just want my money back.
If you were thinking,
I offered you a fair solution in that email.
Yes.
I offered a really fair solution in that email. I think that should be honored.
And if you are saying that it's all about the money, we took the money and something, we always getting a charges from you, the extra charges and all that stuff. If you are thinking like that, so we are like, we were here. Like, we will go ahead and refund you the hosting amount, no problem with that. With the full amount of hosting, which is $800 something amount, we will go ahead and refund you that amount, no issue with that. But for the design and development of the website, we cannot refund that amount. We will refund you the hosting service amount, which is $800 something. I will go ahead and refund you the amount.